are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, wow, making it cool to be a conservative. I got a bunch of text messages. Let me catch up on a few of these before I jump into the next topic. So, Thomas from Athens. What did you say to me, Thomas? Oh, my texture's doing that thing again, man. It wants to reboot when I'm trying to read. So Thomas from Athens. By the way, Thomas, thank you for that. He's looking at the connecting me. If you missed my monologue earlier today, I did a monologue about a legend has passed. That's what I called it. A legend has passed, and the legend was Colonel Ralph Puckett. He was a legend in the Army Ranger community. Really, a legend in the military. And known not only for his heroics, I mean, like, listen, y'all, if you missed it, you need to go to the podcast and get this one, because I just basically gave an ode to the memory of Colonel Ralph Puckett, who passed away yesterday at 97 years old. A Medal of Honor, a Distinguished Service Cross, 2 Silver Stars, 3 Bronze Stars for Valor, 5 Purple Hearts. I mean, how does this happen? But that's the guy who just passed away. But he was also just known for how huge his heart was, and how he loved to mentor young troops. To the day he died, he was on Fort Benning meeting with troops and giving them inspiration, and he will be sorely missed. Anyway, Thomas from Athens is well aware of another Medal of Honor winner that he and I were texting back and forth about. Thomas, I'm game, man. Love to. Jeff from Indiana says, as the texter decides to reboot once again. This is going to be a long segment if I can't get my text messages to open up. Come on. All right. Is this where you throw the computer outside and stomp on it? It's just sitting here like buffering right now.
What text are you trying to read?
Jeff from Indiana. Can you read it? He says, Phil, I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that Calipari's, I don't know who that is,
buyout. Yeah, basketball coach, yeah.
Kentucky was $30 million because he had a lifelong contract and salary was between $8 to $85 million a year. Just think that a coach's buyout would be enough to save Birmingham Southern. Crazy when you think about it.
Good gosh. I mean, listen, I'll be honest. I love all my ruffians, but if they call tomorrow and offer me a job for half his salary, I'm out of here, just so you know. Just half.
Just split it with me.
Just half. Sure. Keith from Parts Unknown, buffer says, the NAIA schools recently banned transgender play except for what. Yeah, that's what we were talking about, Keith. Thank you very much. That was a big story. Big, big story. Terry from Madison, says, if my texture will, this is nuts, man. Okay. I'm going to have to move on because texting is okay. Terry from Madison says, I just learned that the SAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution, DAR, I think it means, Daughters of the American Revolution, as of last fall, is accepting trans whatevers, men who decided to be women and put it on their birth certificate. I'm disgusted. Terry, I had heard the same thing. In fact, somebody who I know told me that their mom is in the DAR, the Daughters of the American Revolution, and were shocked to find that as Daughters of the American Revolution, they were accepting transgenders like that was really a thing that's going to help the organization. Chris from Gadsden again. He says, Kentucky liked Calipari, but didn't love him. He won one national championship, should have won 3 or 4. No Final Four since 2015. Obviously a loser, he says. I happen to know that Chris from Gadsden is a major Alabama fan. Just saying. JT Lacey Springs. Yeah. I'm surrounded. JT Lacey Springs says, with regards to Hannah, says she's snappy, sharp, quick to answer. Myself and perhaps others would like her to host her own one day. Bet it would be one of a kind show. JT, perhaps there's news in the making. Just saying. I'll leave that hanging right there. But thank you, JT. Louis from Birmingham. I don't know what you're saying to me. Okay. Louis is saying something with acronyms. Louis, if you want to expand on that, maybe I'll come back to it and know what we're talking about. Tony from Elkmont. Says about, I guess he's talking, Tony, what are you talking about? You're talking about Coach Staley, I guess? She was asked by a reporter that question. She did not just come out and say it. What's your point? If I'm asked by a reporter, if I'm walking down the street and I up and say, I don't think transgender should be in women's sports, that's unilateral. If I'm asked by a reporter and I say, I don't think transgender should play in women's sports, the answer doesn't change. So, anyway, he said, I just want to be factually correct. Maybe I missed something. Personally, I would not have just answered it. I would answer it. I would answer it and say, friggin' no. How you like me now? John from Huntsville says, even though Hannah Stevens is a diehard Alabama sports fan, I still want to wish her a happy birthday. And I actually enjoyed her sports segment today. And I thought most of her comments were spot on. And she definitely has a chance of being today's winner. See, look at this. I'm telling you, man, she resonates. Brandon from Athens goes, it's the rainy weather, LOL. He's after, what's he talking about?
Jimmy from Priceville says, stop using dial-up.
Stop using dial-up? We don't use dial-up.
We have fiber, don't we?
Yeah, bro. When we built this studio, we actually had to have special fiber laid that nobody else in the building has.
Special fibers, okay. Nice.
Yeah, that's my high-tech term. Are you mocking me right now? Did you just do that?
No.
You just called me out in front of everybody. Is that special fibers
there? It's break time.
Yes. I went down to Radio Shack and bought some special fibers. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're switching gears. Dipper number three, False Bottom. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state. The most beautiful. This one, the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. I am also mindful of the fact, though, that there's somebody else who covers a lot of ground. That's one of our sponsors, Southern Immediate Care. So you guys, listen, if you're not familiar, Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers like a huge swath of ground across North Alabama. I mean, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Newest one they've got is in Helena. I hear there's more on the way. Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week in all their locations, and they will see all ages. Southern Immediate Care. And by the way, that's who I use personally. No kidding. That's who I use personally. Not because they advertise. I use them because I already was, and I was so pleased with how, you know, clean, professional, and friendly they were that then I went to them and said, I could brag on y'all. Would you want it? And they said, yeah, we will. Turns out they're owned by a Right Side ruffian. So how's that? But yeah, Southern Immediate Care, great at what they do. And if you need medical attention, even on a Saturday, you look them up, find the location nearest to you, and just head on down. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, we're in dipper number three. I did home fries so far. I did Right Sports next. This one I'm calling the false bottom. What? So listen, the government should not be putting safety nets onto friggin' everything. When they do, so often they think, okay, we'll make it safe. So your feet will always touch the bottom. And then, whoosh, it falls out because they can't sustain it. They put these false bottoms in place, and people think, okay, it's now safe to dive into the deep end, but the bottom's a lot deeper than you thought it was because what you had is a false bottom. Well, this is no way to run government, nor is it any way to try and run the private sector. What am I talking about? I got a lot of things here. I got a stack full of stuff, so let's see what we can get through. But here's a classic example. I know it's San Francisco. Phil, did you go to San Francisco? Yes, I did. But listen, this story is a classic example of needing to provide the false bottom, the rescue, the safety. People shouldn't have to be expected to live life without us. We're the government. Okay, here's the deal. San Francisco's dying in a pile, right? It is. I hate it, but it is. I saw one article that said that San Francisco is in what many economists are calling a death spiral. A death spiral. As retailers and restaurants and other businesses are leaving downtown because of crime and drug use and just a complete lack of security, on top of, you know, overly accommodating state policies now for working from home. Who wants to pay rent for a high-rise office in a building in downtown Chicago when your people get mugged, your cars get broken into, there's needles on your doorstep, and you can just work from home just as easily? That's what people are thinking. Well, when that happens, then there's nobody to take their lunch break at the local restaurant. So they close because they're also tired of sweeping up needles and feces. So right now, story here from PJ Media, Dateline yesterday. Everybody from high-end retailers like Nordstrom and Saks Fifth Avenue and global brands like Uniqlo and Gap and H&M to the corner Walgreens and CVS outlets have all called it quits on the city that knows how to make everything worse. Yeah. But here's the thing. San Francisco's Board of Supervisors, and one of their members, a guy named Dean Preston, he thought it'd be a great idea to try and slow some of this down. And if a grocery store is leaving, what will his people do? They won't know how to get food. So what's he going to do? He's trying to pass a local act that prevents grocery stores from leaving. I kid you not. Now let me just step in there and remind y'all, these are not state-owned grocery stores. This is not, you know, the Soviet Union. This is not communist China. This is not North Korea. No, this is a private sector thing. This is like, you know, Publix. And if Publix has nobody shopping there, or Publix is tired of getting robbed, or Publix is just not able to sustain the local tax rates, Publix is going to go, profit margin. Wow, what do we do? Let's close down and go somewhere else. And they just do. The government cannot tell them to leave. Unless, of course, you live in the delusional world of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, specifically member Dean Preston, who said, "Our communities need notice and an opportunity to be heard and a transition plan when a major neighborhood grocery store plant." What does he think is going to happen? Are his people just going to starve? Do they not know how to, I don't know, go to another store? Liberals do this. Liberals insult their people all the time. It's just like when, you know, black Democrats scream racism because we have voter ID laws. "Well, my people won't know. They'll be disenfranchised from their vote." Are you telling us that your black constituents are not smart enough to get a photo ID? Because that's what you're saying. Well, this is what Dean Preston is saying in San Francisco. His people are not smart enough to know how to get food if they lose their corner grocery store. So his bill would require that grocery stores meet and work in good faith with neighborhood residents. Okay. Find a workable solution to keep groceries available at the location. Not going to happen. Those solutions could include identifying strategies and resources to allow the store to remain open, helping residents to organize a cooperative. What? And identifying another grocery store operator to take over and continue the... So here's how that's going to work. Publix says, "We're closing." Winn-Dixie goes, "We're not going over there. If Publix ain't going to make it, we're not going." Would Trader Joe's come? Trader Joe's look at it and go, "Screw that." Nobody's going to be there. It's a private sector thing, but you can't put that false bottom in and expect it to work. Now, I hate to stay in California too long, but I gotta. Here's another one. The false bottom. "We're going to save all you workers. All of you people who chose burger flipping as a career path." Notice I didn't say as a job. I said as a career path. Because apparently that's what it is now. In California, if you know how to drop the fries, you have got a resume builder right there. Listen, there is nobody out there who knows how to stock the soft drinks like somebody at In-N-Out Burger in California. It's a career. It's that thing that I have. It's my calling in life. Okay. So in California, you may be familiar that just recently, April 1st, they increased the minimum wage for all restaurants that have at least 60 locations nationwide. Nationwide. Not like in California. If you got 60 nationwide, guess what? You're now paying $20 an hour for your burger flippers. $20 an hour to say, "Would you like a biggie size of that, sir?" That's what you got. $20 an hour. Costs are going through the roof. This is a false bottom. "We're going to protect the workers. We're going to make sure they have what they need." Well, let's see. If you got paid $17 an hour, which most of them were, if you got paid $17 an hour and you got to work 30 hours a week at $17 an hour, what's better, that or getting zero an hour because you lost your job? It's not rocket science. Fox Business has a story came out today. A pizza chain has already shuttered. Listen, several pizza chains went ahead and laid off all their delivery people. Just laid them off. "We'll let Uber Eats be the ones who deliver. DoorDash can have it. We're not doing it anymore. We're not paying $20 an hour for somebody to pick up the pizza and go back out the door and drive around town listening to their music and, you know, deliver pizza sort of on time. Not doing it. But then Mod Pizza, which is apparently a franchise that has 500 locations nationwide, Mod Pizza just started closing down California locations this week. The law was going to go into effect I think starting like the 21st of this month, and boom, Mod Pizza goes, you know what, we're out of here. The company did not specify a reason, but the workers in its Clovis location, whose shop abruptly closed, told the outlet they suspected the California closures had to do with a new law. You think? Just kind of seemed like the right timing. 2 weeks before all the fast food locations in California got that increase, we closed, said a Mod Pizza employee who chose to remain anonymous. False bottom, y'all. False bottom never sustains the operations. What you got?
But see, like, the cost of living is so much more there. So even though they're getting paid more, it's still like they're making them like minimum wage, like what we make here.
Oh, yeah. But see, that's the way liberals look at it. The liberal policies are what drove the cost of living so high. But they can't reconcile that. What they got to do is make the corporations pay people a higher wage. Mm-hmm. But all that does is create more of a false bottom. Because now the economy is unjustly inflated. And if you step across the line to Nevada, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
If you drive down the way to Texas, which a lot of companies have, all of a sudden the cost of living, your retirement check goes a lot further in Texas or Alabama than it does in California. All right, one more for the break. You ready? The CHIPS Act. So I'm not going to fuss with the fact that the Biden administration recognized that we got a problem because semiconductor chips are what drives so much of everything technology-wise. It's where special fiber comes from. But semiconductor chips, largely made in Taiwan. Well, if we got into a place where we couldn't get them from Taiwan because of our relationship with China, what are we going to do? Because so much of what we rely upon these days has to have it. Everything from cell phones and TVs, computers, your cars, semiconductor chips are everywhere. The Biden administration helped get the CHIPS Act passed, which put $39 billion, it's part of the deficit spending, but nonetheless, $39 billion to encourage semiconductor fabrications in the U.S. But less than a week later, story here from thehill.com that came out last month, less than a week later, Intel announced it's putting the brakes on its Columbus factory. The Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company pushed back its production of a second Arizona foundry, and the remaining chip maker, Samsung, just delayed its first Texas fabricating site. Why? Because of DEI. They filled the bill with so many DEI requirements that these folks are not even wanting to take the free government money. They're literally saying, you know, those subsidies, multi-billion dollars worth of subsidies, we could use that, except that we can't use that. Because something about, high-tech qualified jobs that require people to have a certain base of knowledge and maybe an intellectual prowess, it may not be accommodated by having to mandate the demographics of the workforce. Like when you say, well, we need semiconductor chips that are, you know, above the standards and going to make the industry great. But 40% of your workforce has to be minorities. We can't find them. And I'm not saying they're not out there. I'm just saying they made the stringent requirement so stringent that dadgummit, they're saying, we're just not going to be able to do this. It has 19 different sections in the bill that helps minority groups, including one that creates a chief diversity officer at the National Science Foundation, prioritizing any number of minority-based jobs that are required in order to get the subsidies. In other words, if you're going to take this money, you're going to have a transgender workforce. You're going to have X amount of this demographic and that demographic. Okay, wonderful. Are they qualified? That's what we care about. Do they have the ability to advance in the industry? That's what we care about. Can they make a semiconductor chip? That's what we care about. And the reality is, these companies that know their own industry are saying, this is not worth it. That's a false bottom. So once again, the government decided to put a safety net in place. And yet, once you jump in the water neck deep, you still can't touch the bottom. Let's take a break there, Big Rig. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and I'll decide whether I can get any more. I got more content. I got more content than I got show. Let's do a fourth hour. You want to? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. Graham from Meridianville just said, you need a dipper called Calicrazy. That's, you know what? We could do one called Calicrazy. Lou Ann from Huntsville says DEI stands for didn't earn it. And she is right. Steve from Huntsville says, as I said before, we saw the movie in 1984. It didn't end well. Skynet. Yes, indeed. All right, listen, let me jump over to the phone. Is that Jeff Rowe? Jeff Rowe from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
I'm sitting here in Nashville traffic. Woohoo!
Oh, man. Are you dreaming about that Jeep you bought?
Hey, yeah. I get home, thank God it's got good lights, because it'll be dark time I get home.
Oh, wow. So so tell me about the Jeep you got, though. I saw just a part of it in the picture.
Yeah, I got a 2017 Smoky Mountain Edition Wrangler.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Got some aftermarket stuff already on it, or is it all stock?
Oh, no, it's got the fender inserts and the light kits and stuff like that and everything. And last night I stopped by and got some rail doors, so all I need is a soft top now.
let's be honest. You look good in it, don't you?
I look good in anything.
Well, what you think about today's topics? What's on your mind?
You know, Phil, you're wrong about this San Francisco guy that wants to keep the markets in place.
Oh, pray tell. How could that be?
Well, he knows his constituents, which are mostly liberal Democrats. And I mean, you know, if the market goes away, these people are literally so dumb, maybe, that they don't have nowhere to spend their food stamps at. I mean, you do realize that the number one cause of liberal death is asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation?
Yeah, they've become too dumb to figure out how to breathe.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I look at it, though. But isn't it true, though, at every turn, it seems like the liberal mollycoddling is actually it's like an indictment on the intelligence of their constituents when they say these things can't happen and that's not good for them and they won't be able to get by. It just boggles my mind.
Well, they're mostly right. I mean, these people are completely resilient on the government giving them something to do. And San Francisco, think about that. I mean, my gosh, these people, they keep putting in the same people who cause them to step on poop and needles, you know. And it's like, yeah. Well, I don't know how I could fix that. You know, I guess I'll just keep voting for the same one who's in office now.
Yeah, they're just
these people are lunatics.
They're just out there wishing they had more laboratory grown meat and, you know, and whatever else to eat. I do not understand. Right. By the way, California is a beautiful state. I don't know if you've been there or not. I lived there for a period of time when I was a kid. It's a beautiful, it's a jewel. And they're just running it in the ground, like literally running it into the ground.
Never been there and have no desire to go there until they maybe straighten things out, but I don't know if I live long enough to see that or not.
Well, and I do know there are conservatives that live out there. They're just vastly outnumbered.
And they're leaving in droves, I'm afraid.
Yeah. All right, man.
Why would you want to stay in that mess?
I gotta get off here and finish up a couple things for the top of the hour. You be safe on the road, especially in this weather, all right?
Have a good one, Phil. Thank you.
We'll see you, man. All right. Hey, listen, the grades are in, by the way. John from Huntsville says, Big Rig and Phil both get an A double plus for their equally fantastic performances. However, I knew it. Today's winner is Hannah Stevens with an A triple plus. Congratulations. Also, just for today, I'm going to say Roll Tide, and Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time. However, he is still the worst NFL coach of all time. A little caveat there, just in case Hannah's listening. John, appreciate you, man, as always. And all of you, appreciate you as an audience. Mark from Laredo, Tennessee, is getting back on me with that special fiber. He goes, maybe y'all have too much fiber, and it's backing up your internet speed. I don't know. I thought having more fiber helped loosen things up. That's what I...
Did you see what Jeff said?
No, what did he say?
He said, Phil, I don't think that special fiber's keeping you as regular as it should be.
Oh, my gosh. It's like being a youth pastor again. All the turd jokes. It's awesome. All right. We love this audience. Y'all are amazing. Have an amazing night. We're back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.